USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the single most important thing Americans can do to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to wear a mask.
Not complicated, totally available now, and everyone should be doing that if they're not 6 feet away from people, social distancing. And to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to do it even if you are 6 feet away from people.
The music world mourning the death of country music legend Charlie Daniels. The Devil Went Down to Georgia singer passed away in his Nashville home on Monday at the age of 83 years old. And Wall Street is starting the week with big gains led by the tech sector. Shares of Amazon and Netflix hit all-time highs. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 459 points to close the day at 26,287. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that members of the Electoral College must vote as the laws of their states direct. The so-called Faithless Electors case pitted electors from Colorado and Washington who did not conform to their state's popular vote in the 2016 presidential election. With another ruling from the Supreme Court, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's upholding an almost 30-year-old federal ban on robocalls to cell phones. The decision also expanding the ban to include government debt collection calls. The decision was written by Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, many of the justices only agreeing partially, but political consultants and pollsters had wanted the original law declared unconstitutional. The government wanted both the ban and the government debt exemption upheld.
And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a federal mandate requiring Americans to wear face coverings during the coronavirus pandemic isn't necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Advertisers that are now boycotting Facebook to protest hate speech have spent years running ads and marketing campaigns on a Russian social media platform that bans gay rights groups and is known as a haven for white supremacists. The boycott coincides with a public pressure campaign led by Joe Biden and other top Democrats to press Facebook to enforce stricter control over President Trump's postings. But now many of these companies, including Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Adidas, and Reebok, have been advertisers on VK, a popular Russian website used by many white supremacists and neo-Nazis who have been banned from Facebook. The Anti-Defamation League says VK has become an international hub for white supremacists who have been kicked off mainstream U.S. social media websites such as Facebook. A woman dies falling into the Grand Canyon while taking photos over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Officials have recovered the body of a 59-year-old hiker who accidentally fell into the Grand Canyon on Friday. According to a press release from the National Park Service, the visitor had fallen from the west rim of Mather Point. Park rangers found the body of Maria Salgado Lopez of Scottsdale, Arizona, 100 feet below the canyon's rim. According to her family, Salgado Lopez was hiking off the trail taking pictures when she accidentally stepped off the edge.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.